He was just having us on, I said, the next time Leo and I could speak privately, which was at the retreat center, as we were dropping our bags in the cell we were to share. He was getting back at us for calling his math a dump. Leo said nothing. Leo, he's not that old. Leo put his bag down, stood up straighter than I could, and rotated his shoulders down and back, which was a way of recovering his equilibrium, as if he could defeat opponents just through superior posture.
Let's not worry about how old he is.
You think he is that old?
I said let's not worry about it.
I don't think we have to worry about it, but it would be interesting to know.
Interesting. Leo did the shoulder thing again. Look, we're both talking bullshit. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree, I said immediately.
Enough of this. We have to talk straight. And then we have to shut up if we don't want to get burned at the stake.
Okay. You see this from a Fendent point of view. I take your point.
Good. So we both know what we're really talking about now.
That you can't live that long without repairing the sequences in the nuclei of your cells, I said.
Especially if you work around radiation.
I hadn't thought of that. I pondered it for a moment, replaying the earlier conversation with Jad. How could he have possibly made such a slip? He must know how dangerous it is even to hint that he is, the sort of person who could do things like repairing his own cells.
Are you kidding? It wasn't a slip. It was deliberate, Raz.
He was letting us know.
He was entrusting us with his life, Leo said. Haven't you noticed how he was sizing everyone up today? He chose us, my fra.
Wow. If that's really true, I'm honored.
Well, enjoy being honored while you can, Leo said, because that kind of honor doesn't come without obligations.
What kind of obligations are you thinking of?
How should I know? I'm just saying that he was evoked for a reason. He's expected to do something. He's starting to develop a strategy, and we're part of that strategy now. Soldiers. Pawns.
This shut me up for a little while. I could hardly think straight. Then I remembered something that somehow made it easier. We were already pawns anyway, I said.
Yeah, and given the choice, I'd rather be a pawn of someone I can see, Leo said.
And then he smiled the old Leo smile for the first time since last night. He had been more serious than I'd ever seen him, but the sight of those kills, if that was what they were, lined up on that ship, had given him a lot to be serious about. We avowed like to tell ourselves that we lived in a humble and austere manner, by contrast with Bayesian prelates who strutted around in silk robes, enveloped in clouds of incense. But at least our buildings were made out of stone and didn't need a lot of upkeep. This place was all wooden. Higher up the slope, a little ark and a ring of barracks that formed a sort of cloister, centered on a spring. Down closer to the road, two rows of cells with bunk beds and a large building with a dining hall and a few meeting rooms. The buildings were well taken care of, but it was obvious that they were in continual decay and that if the people were to leave, the place would be a pile of kindling in a few decades. We did not get to see how the monks lived. The cells where we stayed were clean but covered with graffiti scratched into the walls and bunks by the kids who came here by the coachload during the summer. It was just dumb luck that no kids were there when we arrived. One group had departed a couple of days earlier, and another was expected soon. Of the half-dozen young adults who staffed the place, four had gone back to town during the break. The remaining two, and the Bayesian priest who was in charge of the retreat center, had prepared a simple meal for us. After we had deposited our bags in our cells and spent a few minutes cleaning up in the communal bathrooms, we convened in the dining hall and sat down at rows of folding tables, much like the ones we used at Appert. The place smelled of art supplies. The monks, we were told, numbered 43, which seemed like a small figure to us avowed for whom a chapter was 100 strong. Four of them came down to dine with us. It wasn't clear whether they had special status, like hierarchs, or were simply the only ones of the 43 who had any curiosity about us. All of them were graybeards and all wanted to meet Fra Jad. Bayesian Orthodox clerical oath was about 70% the same as what we spoke. After the exchange that Leo and I just had, you might think we'd have wanted to sit next to Fra Jad, but in fact we had the opposite reaction and ended up sitting as far away from him as we could. as if we were secret agents in a spiele, making a big point of preserving our cover, playing it cool. At the last minute, Archibald hustled in with several of the Hundreders. They had been running a calca in one of the cabins. He had a wild look about him, desperate to talk. He had not been able to examine the photomnemonic tablet until late in the day. Now he had seen the geometry proof blazoned on the cousin's ship, and he was about to explode. I felt sorry for him when he came into the dining hall and found himself forced to choose between sitting with me and Leo, or with Fra Jad and the Bayesian monks. Firmin Beller, noting his indecision, stood up and beckoned him over. Archibald couldn't decline the invitation without giving offense, so he went and sat with Firmin.